Picture the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'ma just do it.
Happening, people of Active FM. This is your girl Nozili, and yes, you are tuned into Rhymes and Poetry right here on Active FM. A quick announcement that I want to make before we get into the show, because this show, if you did not know, is about to take the biggest shift ever. It is gonna take a major turn in terms of what the show is called and what the content of the show is going to cover. Now, I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and it is very exciting to finally announce that Rhymes and Poetry from next week will no longer be called Rhymes and Poetry, but it will be called Philosophically Poetic. Now, why it will be called that is because I'm going to bring in a little bit more philosophy into the topic. I study philosophy. I'm a university student, and at university I study philosophy, and it's very interesting how in philosophy class we get one take of the topic that is being covered, and it's taught in a very biased way where the people have an objective. They know what they want you to believe after the class. They ask you questions, they give you riddles. Oh my goodness, you leave that place not knowing whether you are coming or whether you are going. But here on Rhymes and Poetry, which from next week, don't look for Rhymes and Poetry, look for Philosophically Poetic, we are going to break down all of those hot topics, and we are going to begin this whole thing with a topic which is very, very close to my heart. And it is, because this is what is dividing the world. This is where the fight lies. We are going to go into a series called Theism versus Atheism, and we are going to break down all the arguments. We are going to get to the bottom of all the philosophical arguments with regards to theism versus atheism. Listen, you do not want to miss this. You do not want to move from the website, because Active FM is the place of the hottest music, and radio has never been better. So if you're looking for us and you want to find us on our socials, either find us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, or you can find us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM. Get to the pages and do the most. Only place where you can do the most on our website, www.activefm.co.za. And if you're looking for Rhymes and Poetry, you can find it at Rhymes and Poetry 777 on Instagram. That will change to Philosophically Poetic from next week. This is Nolte Lee from Rhymes and Poetry for the last time. We will see you after this track. It is by Reactive, and it is called As Above, So Below.
Reveal who you are. Set the world right, Jesus, you're in charge. Do what's best as above, so below. We wanna see the kingdom established here and now. Give us bread, Lord, forgive us as we forgive. Save us from ourselves and protect us from the devil. Lord, you can do anything you want. You're a blazing beauty. I'm a soldier on duty. Father in heaven, you know just what I need. Better than I do, thank you for loving me. Focus shifting from me to God. I do not pray to just get what I want here and now. Help me to play my part, so you can play yours, God. Releasing arguments to receive your vindication. Lord, you can do anything you want. You're a blazing beauty, I'm a soldier on duty. Change our lives, change our culture, change our nation. As above, so below. Jesus, change our lives, change our culture, change our nation.
Hey! Bass.
Now!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hear this.
Hey, you know what we gotta do.
Praise, praise,
praise the door with the truth.
So we are going to delve into what philosophy is. Many people don't know what philosophy is. They don't know that it exists as an actual subject, as an actual course that people do in university. They don't know what philosophy means. So philosophy is taken from the Greek word, and it is taken from the Greek word philosophia, which literally means the love of wisdom. And it is a study of the general and fundamental questions about existence, knowledge, values, reason, mind, and language. Such questions are often posed as problems to be studied and resolved. So now, when you go into philosophy, the first thing they teach you is how to construct an argument and how to argue. And now, argue not meaning what we do in our day-to-day, fighting, screaming at each other and whatever. Argue meaning put across your point, put across the reasons why the people should believe your point, and then through that, people actually are drawn into your state of belief, your state of reasoning. It is basically the love of wisdom through arguments and through reasoning. They give you premises, which are basically all your points. For example, if I wanted to convince you that the sky is green, I could say the sky is green. My first premise would be we only see the sky as blue because of a reflection that is coming from somewhere. Listen, this is just a constructed argument. It's not like real. And then the second thing would be because the earth is green, the earth gets its color from the sky, and therefore the sky is green. And that is a stupid argument that I've just like constructed. But trust me, there are many arguments like that which people believe. People actually stop believing in what they used to believe in based on arguments that they are hearing from people in philosophy. So basically, we argue all of these topics as problems. The term probably was coined by Pythagoras, who lived long time ago, and that's where the Pythagoras theorem comes from in maths. Many people think that mathematicians were just solely mathematicians. Many of them were also philosophical people, like Plato, people like Aristotle. All of those people founded the basis of what we now know as modern day philosophy. And obviously there are many more people that we'll look into that also founded beliefs and the like on what our philosophical stance right now is. And classic philosophical questions include, is it possible to know anything? And yes, you heard me right. I said, is it possible to know anything? Is it anything at all? Do we know anything? And to prove that we actually know things. And I know you might be sitting there at home like, listen, obviously I know that the chair is white. Obviously I know that I'm alive. Obviously I know. But just wait, because we will dive into the arguments that make people go, whoa. Do I actually know stuff? Do I actually know I'm alive? Do I actually know that that couch is actually there? Do I actually know that the TV is on? And these are questions that you begin to ask yourself in philosophy. And then the next question is, what is most real? Philosophers also pose more practical and concrete questions, such as, is there a best way to live? Is it better to be just or unjust? If one can get away with it, do humans have free will? Now, this whole idea of free will is going to play very much into the concept which we are going to be discussing on the show, this atheism versus theism. Do we have free will? Is there such thing as having free will? How can a God who knows beginning from end, doesn't he know what is already going to happen in your life? So if he does know what is already going to happen in your life, then where's the free will? We are going to dive into all of these questions in this series, Atheism versus Theism. You do not want to miss one episode, 1 second of it, because it is going to be crazy. Historically, philosophy encompassed any body of knowledge, from the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle to the 19th century. Natural philosophy encompassed astronomy, medicine, and physics. For example, Newton's 1687 mathematical principles of natural philosophy. And as I said, we know Newton as the scientist guy. We know him as the one who came up with the formulas, Newton's laws, and all of that. But many of these people also delved into philosophy, and that is why philosophy is so big. You know, many people in the world right now don't even know philosophy exists. And what burdens me is that many people, once they start learning philosophy, start to lose the ideas that they had already formed. They start to lose the sense of knowing what they believed, knowing if they could believe, if they had an ability to believe, and they start losing it. And that is why this show really, really, really is close to my heart, because there are many questions being posed in the world right now, and many questions you would look at and think that's not a philosophical question, but it is. And if you start breaking down how to reason as a philosopher, then you can stop being tricked and deceived by the people of this world that just want to tell you what they want to tell you, and they want you to believe what they want you to believe. In the 19th century, the growth of modern research universities led academic philosophy and other disciplines to professionalize and specialize. So now there's all sorts of philosophers. There's philosophers that focus mainly on knowledge. There's philosophers that focus mainly on ethics. There are philosophers that focus on a whole range of topics, which we are going to go through on this show. Other investigations closely related to art, science, politics, or other pursuits remained part of philosophy. For example, is beauty objective or subjective? Are there many scientific methods or just one? Is political utopia a hopeful dream or a hopeless fantasy? Major subfields of academic philosophy include metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, aesthetics, political philosophy, logic, and the philosophy of science. And basically, we are going to break all of these down. But as I said, the first thing is first. We are going to get into atheism versus theism. And another big topic of philosophy is knowledge. So many people argue that it is impossible for us to have knowledge. It is impossible for us to know anything. And the three branches of this type of philosophy is natural philosophy, moral philosophy, and metaphysical philosophy. And we are going to go into all of that. I know I'm giving you guys a lot of terms. This is just an intro. intro to the show. Basically, in the next segment, we are going to start breaking down basically what atheism is, what theism is, and what arguments come into play. And from there, we are going to keep going and keep building on the concept of atheism versus theism, because believe it or not, this is one of the biggest debates had even now in the world all over. There are many Christian philosophers and there are many atheist philosophers that believe different things, that see the world differently, that have had many debates, and we are going to be breaking down these debates. We're going to be breaking down the arguments behind all of these debates, and we are basically going to be giving you the best in everything atheism versus theism. After that, we are going to go into, does knowledge exist? We are going to go into ethics. Where do we find our moral stance? Can we be subjective in finding our moral stance? Do we find it in community? We are going to go into so much more. We are going to go into epistemology and the like. It is really going to be jam-packed. You do not want to miss any of this. In the next segment, we are going to get into atheism versus theism. So you better, you need to, you have to. It is imperative for you to stay tuned. And I will see you right after this.
You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Going into atheism versus theism. Before we get into atheism versus theism, I want to define the terms for you. And just bear in mind that there'll be many of these arguments that you will think, maybe that is true, maybe that is not true. I want you to go through the whole series, that so at the end, you are able to see the real truth behind this argument, that you are able to really get a sense of what we are trying to bring about in this argument, because many people stop halfway, or many people read one thing and then they start believing there is no God. And because of that, many people have fallen away. And we are going to break down why many atheists think the way they do. And if you are someone who is a churchgoer and you like inviting people to church, and you have come across many people who are just stern and just refuse to believe in anything other than the fact that they're atheist, this is really going to help you, because you're going to start learning how to break down their arguments. You're going to start learning how to see why they think a certain way, how to see, how do I combat this type of thinking? What are the possible answers and solutions I can give them for this type of thinking? If you are atheism, I would encourage you to stay through this series, because you might discover things that you did not know. You might start seeing things from a different perspective, and you might actually start growing in the way that you think. And if you are a theist, but you don't evangelize, you don't do any of that stuff, I would encourage you to keep listening to this show, and just to get a sense of growing your knowledge in terms of this, because there will come a day where someone is going to challenge you on your faith and you will not know what to say. So firstly, atheism is defined as a disbelief or lack of belief in the existence of God or of gods. And theism is the belief in the existence of a god or gods, specifically of a creator who intervenes in the universe. So many people that don't believe that there is a god, many of them believe in the universe. And the universe will speak, and the universe will guide me, and the universe is the one that tells us what to do. They think that Mother Nature speaks through the weather, speaks through, I don't know. Many people believe in many different things. Many people believe that you wake up in the morning, you meditate, you sit inside water, you find your inner zen. They believe that the universe speaks to you, that because of certain things that happens, the universe is angry at you, the universe is trying to tell you something. And many of them believe that there's no God, and basically that the universe rules and controls everything that is happening. And then other atheists believe that there's no God at all. They believe that there's no higher power. They believe basically that we just came into existence by mistake, and that is what it is. Existence is a mistake. And basically through this, we start seeing people who have become hard. There is a sort of glossiness in their eyes. There's a sort of deadness in their eyes. And basically, just to bring both of these terms together, less broadly, atheism is a rejection of the belief that any deities exist. If you don't know what a deity is, it's a higher power, it's a god. So it's a belief that, it's a rejection of the belief that any deities exist. In a narrower sense, atheism is specifically the position that there are no deities. Atheism is contrasted with theism, which in its most general form is the belief that at least one deity exists. And for me personally, I do believe that there's a God, and I believe that there's one God, and I believe that God is not dead. He is living. He is alive. He is there, and he is a loving God. He's a God that loves people and wants to build a relationship with people. And many people think that because of their previous experiences or things that have happened in their lives, that there is no God, that it is impossible to have a God. And basically, this is what we are going to start getting into today. We're not going to get into too much about it, but I really want us to get into one of the debates about atheism versus theism. So, basically, the atheism versus theism debate has been a fixture in Western culture for the last few hundred years. Remarkably, the same issues repeat themselves over and over again, although certain double PhDs would like us to think otherwise. The core controversies aren't really rocket science at all. In a nutshell, the atheism versus theism debate comes down to the following. And I'm basically just going to read you the main arguments of atheists and the main arguments of theists. And we are going to start breaking this down next week on next week's show. So atheism versus theism part two, which is going to be released next week. So the atheist responds to the theist, right? Firstly, God doesn't exist because science explains the cosmos without him. Number two, even if a finely tuned cosmos and or complex life suggests a first cause or designer, there's too much pain and suffering in the world to believe in a Judeo-Christian God. Three, the Judeo-Christian God Bible is a myth and a legend. Four, a moral life does not require God anyway. So these are the main points. I'm just going to explain them very, very quickly. The first one is God doesn't exist because science can explain everything that has happened without him. Science has never been able to really, really prove what their theories are. Science is based on theories, and we're going to get into that next week. Even if a finely tuned cosmos, which is the universe, exists, there's too much pain and suffering in the world to believe that there's a God that loves people. That's the second argument. And the Bible is a myth. That's the third argument. And the fourth one, basically in a nutshell, is that moral life does not require God, that we can make up our morals on our own, using societies, using ourselves. Now, this is the theist's response to the atheist. Science affirms that the finely tuned cosmos was created out of nothing, which is very true. Life's order, design and complexity requires an intelligent designer, and our response to pain and suffering is relative to our knowledge of right and wrong, good and evil in a fallen world. Three, the Bible is trustworthy based on history, science, archaeology, manuscripts, and prophecy. Four, true morality requires the transcendent standard, which is God. And basically, those are the arguments that have been brought forth. And we are going to delve into them in the next coming shows. The Christian response there, basically speaking to what the atheists were arguing against. I'm just going to simplify them just so you understand them. So science affirms that there's a finely tuned cosmos which was created out of nothing. So basically the fact that once upon a time there was nothing and then life came into existence. Life's order, design and complexity requires an intelligent designer. So basically this part of the argument is speaking to the fact that nothing just appears out of anything. And because of the complexity of the universe, because of the design, because of the order that is set, where the sun rises every single day and sets every single day, it's never missed a day of doing that, where there's certain things that are followed that keep happening, the order, that there has to be a designer. Someone has to have designed everything. The law of gravity being set at a certain everything requires a designer. And they, in this argument, basically speak about the comparison of a watch and the universe. But we are going to get into that in the next show. The Bible is a trustworthy source based on history, so historical events have proved it. Science has proved it. Archaeology, meaning they have found things from biblical times that have proved it. Manuscripts and prophecy have proved it. True morality requires a transcendent standard of God, meaning that we cannot have morality without a standard, without a moral being who is good. And we are basically going to break down these arguments in coming shows. It is really, really, really something that you cannot miss. You cannot not listen to. You cannot not send out and share, because it is really, really going to be awesome right here on the home where radio has never been better. I will see you right after this. It has been an awesome, awesome, awesome show. Just to remind you that from next week, it will no longer be called Rhymes and Poetry, but it will be called Philosophically Poetic. Still with your same host, it is going to be Nolzi Lee every single week, bringing you the best in philosophy, the best in poetry, the best in rap. Still, we're still going to have segments of poetry, rap, and the main part of the show is basically going to be breaking down philosophy and the questions that philosophy asks. So this show is going to be jam-packed. You cannot miss a second of the show. You need to start preparing yourself right now to download the shows, to get the shows out there, to listen to the shows, because it is truly, truly, truly going to be something out of this world. We are going to be breaking down these arguments that atheists have, the arguments that Christians have. We are going to bring historical support, archaeological support, scientific support. We are going to bring in multiple debates that have been had. It is going to be out of this world. You do not want to miss it. It is going to be super, super, super awesome. And we also have some hot music throughout the show. So listen, there's nowhere else you need to be. And if you're looking for us on our socials, just a reminder, you can find us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, the number of heaven. Otherwise, simply find us on Facebook / ActiveFM777. Also, you can find me at Rhymes and Poetry 777, which after this week, it will change to Philosophically Poetic. So I will give you that handle on the next show next week. Super, super exciting stuff coming to Active FM. You know this is the place where radio has never been better. We give you the hottest topics. Make sure that you are entertained, because we are the home of the hottest, the hottest, the hottest. There are many shows. There's the movie show. There's the mode. There's the love show. There are so many other shows. Make sure that you are getting onto our website, www.activefm.co.za. But this is your girl Nolzi Lee for the last time on Rhymes and Poetry, signing out. Peace out and God bless you.
Visions and dreams are the language of your spirit. Unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. I may not see it yet through the eyes of my flesh. I have conceived it through the power of faith. All things work together for my good. You work it out for my. Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it.
pray to.